So, for today's message, as we know, we are quickly approaching the spring holy days, Passover, and we need to remember to continuously examine ourselves as we approach those days and ensure that we are living our lives according to the teachings of our Savior Jesus Christ. And of course, not just before Passover, but this should be week after week, day by day. We should be doing this because we ought to walk according to how He walked, our Savior. And this could be very challenging in today's world, in a very increasingly evil world, for that matter. It's easy to slip in today's world. So today's message, we're going to go over how to use some creative strategies to help ourselves from falling short and sinning. So these strategies we're going to cover in just a moment. But first, I want to make sure that we all understand some very powerful attributes about God the Father and Jesus Christ. And those attributes are that they, God the Father and Jesus Christ, are all powerful. They are all knowing. They are all seeing. And they are all present. And they have different words for that, like omnipotent means all powerful, all seeing. I don't know if there is one for that, but omniscient means all knowing, and then omnipresence means their presence is all around us. Those four very powerful attributes. And there's a great scripture that just covers it all. If you will, turn over to the Psalms 139, Psalms chapter 139, and we'll just read verses 1 through 10. I encourage you to read the whole chapter of Psalm 139, but just for context for what we're talking about today. So it reads, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You are sitting, or you know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought from afar. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. There is not one word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. And you've hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, there you are. If I make my bed in hell, which that should just say the grave, behold, you are there. If I take my wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even you, your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. So what we just read there in those 10 verses, so God knows what we're doing. He could see what we're doing. He could hear what we're saying. And He could read our thoughts, which you don't see that being able to be done by any other being, any other character in the Bible. Not even angels, not even demons is it recorded that they could read your thoughts. Only God can. So don't forget that. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. So we just wanted to cover over that because when we self-examine ourselves, you know, we're examining ourselves, but also God. God knows our actions. He knows when we are sinning, and He knows when we are walking according to his ways and following his commandments. And when we get all caught up in the world around us, it could become very easy to forget that they're watching us. They are watching us, and they know our actions if we fall short in sin. However, on the other hand, here at church services, we are sure that when we come here, that we are to keep the commandments of God. We don't want to offend our fellow brother or sister in Christ, and we maintain that those commandments. We're not going to sit here and start sinning amongst one another. But that's because we have those physical limitations. We cannot physically see our Father and know that He's watching. And it's not saying that we should be, we should be maintaining this way of living here, but also outside of the world. And again, sometimes it's hard when you're surrounded by coworkers that are spilling profanity out of their mouth every sentence, or they're talking about drugs or some other thing out there in the world. It's hard to almost get sucked into that conversation. We wouldn't do that here, though. So we got to remember that God is always there watching. So here's the strategy we're going to kind of get into. But as we're out in the world and, we get tempted, don't forget 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. I will turn there too and read that one. And you probably all know this one. It's a memory scripture. It reads in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "No temptation has taken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." So, God, whether any situation where we're being tempted in the world, God has a way of escape. So we're gonna go over a couple strategies that I also pray, or ask that you pray to God to use these strategies and help them, or may they help you in our journey as we try to live Christian lives. So again, our physicalities make it difficult, but that strategy is, it's time to get creative. It's time to get creative, and I want you to start to use your imagination. And I know it's more difficult with adults. Kids are great at it. Kids have great imaginations. They could be talking to their imaginary friend right out in public. They have great imaginations. As adults, we start to dwindle with our imagination. But I say use your imagination. When you go home today and say something happens, like the plasma TV falls off the wall mount and crashes. Oh, no. How many of you get frustrated? That's a very frustrating situation. And most people in the world, they would, bad words would be coming out of their mouth and probably start acting belligerent. But I want you to pause. And this is just a small example. I want you to pause and picture you have a new roommate living with you. A new roommate. And it just so happens to be your older brother. And his name is Jesus Christ. Now, if Jesus Christ was in that room, would you start swearing, yelling, start punching holes in the wall because your new TV just fell off because you didn't properly mount it? No, you're going to be like, oh, he's right there. I I gotta behave. I gotta obey. I don't want to disappoint my older brother. And don't forget, the father is watching too. But I want you to use this strategy for when you're at home. Now, say when you're at work, whatever the setting may be, a business meeting, construction site, lunch with coworkers. I want you to imagine that one of your coworkers or your clients, whatever your job situation is, I want you to imagine that one of them, you know, comes up and introduces himself as, again, Jesus Christ. And then here's your coworkers, they're talking about, you know, those worldly things. They're like saying perverse jokes. Do you want to engage with that? And then here's Jesus. No. No, you don't. You don't want to get into those conversations. You don't want to get sucked into that temptation, whatever the temptation may be, whatever it may be. And I know this can be kind of difficult, too, because, and when we're picturing Jesus Christ, don't picture what, you know, the world thinks what Jesus Christ looks like. Every picture, you know, oh, this is what Jesus Christ looks like. If you're watching for the first time, Jesus Christ does not look like that. That is a whole nother story for another time. On who that picture may be, there's different thoughts on who that picture may be. That, you know, the traditional picture that everybody says is Jesus Christ. That's not what he looked like. That. So when you're picturing Jesus Christ, please don't use that image. That, you know, don't use that image. But if you're having a tough time with, you know, this, like, okay, I don't know what Jesus Christ looks like. Well, maybe use another strategy, an alteration of this. Picture that you're at Sabbath services. Because again, that we're amongst each other in that setting. We don't want to offend our fellow brethren. We're here to help each other grow in that godly way. So you wouldn't be engaging in, you know, some sort of temptation that's going to lead to sin if you're here at services. Or picture that one of your fellow brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ is in that room with you. And you're not, again, you're going to be more hesitant to sin. You're going to stop and be like, oh wait, he's right there. I don't want to offend him. Or she's right here. I don't want to offend her. So try to use these strategies when you're out in public or you're at home. And if all of these ones don't work for you, say your imagination, like, hey, my imagination is terrible. I can't do this. Well, you know what you do then? Buddy up, partner up, squad up with one of your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Try to arrange a meetup, like once a week or something, or maybe a couple times a week. Say, hey, want to go grab some coffee? My coworkers just drove me nuts. All they were talking about was, oh, you know, all the promiscuous drugs and sex and all that stuff. It's driving me nuts. Or maybe during the holiday time, all they're talking about is Halloween and Christmas. It's driving me nuts. We're all here for each other. Call one of your fellow brothers and sisters. Say, hey, let's go grab a coffee or something. Let's go out, go have lunch or something. And I know it's difficult with work. I get that. I know work can be difficult. But if you're struggling this much, though, with sin, and you need to be around like-minded people, make that effort then. Make that effort. And that's the wonderful thing about being here at Sabbath services. We're around like-minded people. We all have the same goal, the kingdom of God, and to follow Jesus Christ. So outside of services, try this strategy too. If the imagination ones are not working for you, try to squat up or hang out, something. So with that, the conclusion and the title, because I didn't give you the title, but the title is just use these strategies. That is the title for that. But in conclusion, so we know, God is always watching us. He knows our actions. He knows our thoughts. And we got to try to examine ourselves each and every day. Not just before Passover, but that is huge. That is very important, especially for Passover. We want to make sure that we're taking the sacrifice of Jesus Christ with honor and respect and a sober mind. It's a very solemn occasion. So use these strategies. Use them. Use your imagination that God is there. Or Mr. Smith. There's no Mr. Smith here. I'm just using an example. But Mr. Smith is there, and you don't want to, you slammed your hand on the car door. You don't want to say a bad word. You'll offend Mr. Smith, or you'll offend Jesus Christ. Don't get sucked into the ways of the world. I know it's hard. And as I say this message today, I got to work on this myself and use these strategies even more so. Maybe I'll be calling somebody up to say, hey, let's grab some coffee. But use these strategies and let's all try to reach that same goal we're all trying to strive for, to be in the kingdom of God and to embrace that change and to be a better person and become a son and daughter of God. That is our goal.